Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words devoted and backfire.
Another beautiful day in the city, filled with peace and quiet and... Wait, that's not peace and quiet, that's...
Toby's robots, and they're on a rampage!
Word Girl, look out!
Thanks.
I'm not just a narrator, I'm also a devoted friend.
Plan kind of backfired. Good eye, Huggy. Okay, I got a plan, and this time it won't backfire. Oh, hey, Toby.
Word Girl, what a pleasant surprise.
You and your devoted robots really outsmarted me this time.
They did, didn't they? You know, I always wondered when you would finally come to appreciate my special genius.
Can I see the remote control?
Yes, of course. Here. Gotcha. See with your eyes, not your hands. Oh, eyes, hands.
Good one.
I know. I totally outsmarted you with my hilarious wordplay. We've got a lot in common, really. Hey, why don't we get a milkshake or just perhaps go to a cafe or a bookshop and talk about my stunning victory over... Hey! Return it immediately, you!
And now, I'll just have your robots defeat themselves.
But no! But please no! My robots! Reduced to scrap metal.
Here you go, Toby. Thanks for letting me see your remote control.
I'll find a way to defeat you, Word Girl. No matter how adorable you are.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Later, in Toby's bedroom lair, Toby paces back and forth.
Don't make fun of my pacing. It's part of the creative process.
Really? Pacing?
Yes, I come up with some of my most brilliant evil plans while pacing. Watch. No, I've got it. How did Word Girl defeat my robots? She got them to battle each other until they were all destroyed. So to defeat Word Girl, all I have to do is get her to battle another Word Girl until they are both destroyed! I'm brilliant. I wonder if she's thinking about me right now. Indeed, Word Girl, my friend. Get ready to meet your new nemesis. Word Bot! What? Why isn't she moving? Yes. Word Bot! Oh, dear, what could have gone wrong? I was so devoted to this project!
Did you check the batteries?
What? I don't need your help. I'm a boy genius.
Okie dokie.
Oh, looks like I forgot the rechargeable power pack.
Batteries.
There we go.
I am WordBot.
Yes, indeed you are. And with your super strength, your ability to fly, and your excellent vocabulary, we shall destroy Word Girl.
Toby is the smartest boy genius in the world.
Oh, thank you. Please, I don't. You see, WordBot, not only are you faster and stronger than Word Girl, but you have also been programmed to show me the respect and devotion that I deserve. Shall we? Somehow we must attract the attention of Word Girl. Any ideas, WordBot? Oh, you are so creative. Oh, and so destructive!
And so devoted!
Yes, devoted! Bravo!
WordBot will do anything for Toby.
Meanwhile...
What do you mean I'm on? I'm on now? Well, why didn't you tell me that I was... This just in! This is a really important story. I'm not seeing this on the monitor right now. I'm not seeing it on the teleprompter.
Get on with it!
And so I'll get on with it. Word Girl is making a mess of our city.
What? Word up!
Come on, people. This is network news here. It's not a Princess Pony magic hour.
Oh, hello, Word Girl.
Toby, this has to stop right now.
If you have a problem, take it up with WordBot.
We have to get that remote control from Toby.
Okay, let's put an end to this once and for all, shall we? That's better. Oh, I just knew that you and WordBot would become friends. You have so much in common, except she is, of course, faster and stronger.
Toby is a boy genius.
Yeah, well, there are a few obvious differences between us.
I know lots of big words, Toby.
Please, WordBot, I'm trying to have a conversation here with my dear friend Word Girl. Stay over there. So, Word Girl, I think you'll be impressed to learn how I programmed her to obey my every command.
Toby belongs to me!
Uh-oh. Oh, dear, something must have gone wrong when I was programming her.
It looks like your plan backfired. Instead of programming her to be devoted, you must have programmed her to be jealous.
Oh.
Well, Huggy, to be devoted to someone means you are loyal to them and you care about them a lot. For example, we're devoted to each other, and that makes us an awesome crime-fighting team.
I am devoted to Toby! Toby belongs to me! Stay away!
She's still not getting it.
Now, WordBot, devoted is not the same as jealous. Don't make me put you on pause. Oh, that's a problem.
Toby keeps talking to Word Girl, not WordBot.
What were you saying earlier about my plan?
I was saying it backfired. When a plan backfires, it means it didn't go the way you wanted it to go. Sometimes the result can even be the opposite of what you wanted. Like your invention of WordBot. It's backfired because you wanted her to be devoted to you. But instead, she's turned out to be angry with you and jealous of anyone who talks to you.
So true. So true. We have to stop her. What do you say? Shall we join forces just this once?
I'm afraid we'll have to. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I think there's only one thing for me to do. Use my charm to calm her down. While you two shut her down. WordBot!
Hello, it's me,
Toby.
WordBot is mad and jealous. Toby is paying attention to Word Girl and not me.
But don't be silly. You're the only one for me. Look, I brought you some flowers and some chocolates. I've even brought you a can of your favorite oil. Oh, dear. Well, I must say, you've turned out to be quite an impressive piece of machinery, indeed.
WordBot is no longer devoted to Toby. Now WordBot is devoted to destruction.
Now, WordBot, let's not get too carried away.
WordBot will destroy the entire city!
Huggy, we did it!
Well, I must say we make quite a good team. I'm smart, handsome, a brilliant inventor, and if I do say so myself, quite independent.
Toby, have you been causing trouble with your robots again?
Oh, Mother, what a pleasant surprise.
You're coming with me.
Ow, 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 ow! We should work together again. Call me. Oh, Mom!
Sorry, Toby, no can do. My devoted sidekick and I are already the perfect team.
Later, back at Word Girl's secret spaceship hideout, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face proudly add a new piece to their collection of villain memorabilia.
Perfect. This collection is getting to be quite impressive. You're right, Huggy. We won't have to worry about WordBot anymore.
Or will we?
No, we won't.
And so, once again, Toby's robot plans backfired. But Word Girl and her devoted sidekick, Captain Huggy Face, saved the city from destruction. Be sure to tune in for the next action-packed adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is shatter. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Huggy, what are you doing?
I'd like to answer the question, but Huggy shattered my buzzer. I mean, it's totally broken into pieces.
You're right about the definition. Shatter does mean to break into pieces. But, well, you didn't buzz in.
How could I have?
With your buzzer. Oh, right. Sorry. Judges, Emily did correctly define the word. Can we accept her answer? We can! Okay! Huh? Oh, this tie? Oh, no, it's not new. Well, I like your tie, too. Sure, you can borrow it. Congratulations, Emily! You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl rope swing! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Today's featured words are advantage and tribute. Ah, another beautiful morning. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. But something is amiss in our fair city. What could it be? And how are...
I'm trying to sleep here. And Bob needs his beauty rest.
Sorry, but it is 7:30 in the morning.
7:30? I'm gonna be late for school! Mom, Dad, you didn't wake me up for school.
No time today, honey. We have work to do.
Oh, okay. Well, have a good day.
No, you have a good day. You can make yourself breakfast, be good at school, and stay out of trouble. Ah.
Wow, okay. That was a little weird. TJ, Bob, what should we have for breakfast?
Drop the cookie, Bob.
Well, Mom and Dad aren't here to say no. Guess you can have one cookie, and I guess I can watch TV during breakfast. 1 minute won't hurt.
Stay tuned for the thrilling conclusion of the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour.
Or maybe a few minutes.
Later, Becky.
Whoa, wait! You can't wear pajamas to school, TJ.
Says who?
Mom and Dad.
Well, Mom and Dad aren't here, which means TJ's rocking the PJs.
Wow.
TJ also didn't comb his hair or brush his teeth. I look terrible. This is the best morning ever.
It's not like Miss Davis to be late.
So, what do we do?
You know, we do have a great advantage here.
A what?
Advantage. It means a chance to be in charge and get what we want.
Oh, so how do we use having no teacher to our advantage?
My parents left me and TJ to make our own breakfast. Now all the teachers aren't at school? Something's wrong.
I don't see anything wrong with an entire day of recess.
Well, it is pretty fun.
Whoa! Where'd you get that?
Haven't you heard the good news, Violet? There's no adults.
At the ice cream shop?
At the everywhere, Becky. This town now belongs to us kids. Woo! The dream has come true.
Come on!
Okay!
Adults are strange people.
Yeah, but the real question is, where are they?
Good question indeed. Turns out, they're all with Mr. Big on the outskirts of town.
It worked, Leslie. Thanks to my newest mind control device, every adult in town must do my evil bidding. You, get me a slice of pizza. You, throw away that slice of pizza and get me a different one.
Yes, Mr. Big.
Coming right up.
Word Girl has no idea that every adult in town is under Mr. Big's spell.
Yes, about that. This device only works on adults, correct?
Not all adults. I'm fine. I will say whatever you want, Mr. Big.
Good. Now tell me how great I am.
You are the smartest and most handsome person in the whole world.
And?
And I like your haircut.
Ooh. And?
And I don't know what more to say.
Then you're useless to me.
Free. I'm free. And by the way, I was lying about your haircut.
Bad news, Mr. Big. We're only on day one of your evil plan, and we're already 2 days behind schedule.
You can't rush genius, Leslie. Take a good look, because this beautiful mountainside is about to get a facelift. It will be a tribute to my awesomeness. People will come from all around to see my giant, handsome face. And then we'll be rich, Leslie, rich, rich, rich!
Question, how?
We'll make a lot of money selling souvenirs, of course. That's how.
I love you.
And the best part? No one has ever done this before.
What about Mount Rushmore?
Never heard of it. I'm calling mine Mount Rush here.
As in people will rush here to see it?
Oh, I didn't think of that. But yes!
Ugh, I'm so tired. I was up all night watching the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour Marathon. I think we took too much advantage of not having any adults around yesterday.
Have a fantastic day, sweetie. Make good choices. Eat your vegetables. I love you.
Something's fishy.
That's me. I still haven't showered. Ugh. I'm gonna go play with my stinky friends.
See ya.
Okay, this has gone on long enough. We have to figure out what's gotten into all the adults. Look at this, Huggy. Every adult in the city is missing.
Indeed. If only Word Girl knew the truth.
Wait a second. If you know what's going on, why don't you just tell me?
Well, I shouldn't. I can't. I'm not allowed.
Why not? I mean, aren't you on my side?
Look, I don't really pick sides. I just narrate.
Then just narrate what's going on.
Huh. I guess that's acceptable. Meanwhile, just outside of town, Mr. Big has all the adults carving his face into a giant rock as a tribute to him.
Did you hear that, Huggy? Mr. Big is behind this. That's right. He's building a tribute to himself. A tribute is like a special gift or award that honors someone. Now let's go get our parents back.
All righty, Mr. Big. Mount Rush here is almost complete.
Oh, wait a minute. Not yet. I was thinking...
That's never good.
What if we put giant sunglasses on my giant face? And a Hawaiian shirt. They're quite slimming, and they say he likes to have fun. You know, hip it up a bit.
And where exactly are you going to get a gigantic Hawaiian shirt?
Duh. In Hawaii.
That's not gonna happen.
You're not gonna happen.
Know what is gonna happen? I'm gonna put an end to your evil plan.
Word Girl! You can't stop me, Word Girl. I have the home field advantage. I know that face like the back of my hand. Good luck catching me!
I can fly.
Right, right. I should have considered that. Could have prevented these blisters.
Stop the mind control, Mr. Big. I'll be sending all the adults in town back to their real jobs.
Oh, why do you care? You think of all the advantages not having adults around to ruin your good time. You get to watch all the TV you want and eat all the candy you can eat, and you never have to take a bath ever again.
Well, who wants to live like that? The fact is, we need parents to keep us safe and teach us lessons and guide us through life.
Wow, that speech was a real tribute to how important adults are. All righty, Mr. Big. Thought you should know Mount Rush here is complete.
Oh, finally! Now the world shall see my... That's what I look like? Seriously, my chin is huge. Why didn't you tell me I was that big? Look at my nose. I could ski jump off of it. No, please. Destroy it. Just destroy it, Word Girl.
With pleasure.
All I wanted was a giant tribute dedicated to how amazing I am. Is that so selfish?
Yeah, kinda. Take him away!
Wait! It wasn't me! He did it. He's the mastermind.
I love you.
Aw. Oh, okay, let's move it along.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Honey, it's 6:30. Time to get the kids up for school.
Way ahead of you, dear. Already got Becky out of bed and TJ to brush his teeth.
Morning! Ooh, what smells so good?
Chocolate chip pancakes. Bob, since you've been such a good monkey, I made you a special treat.
Looking good, TJ.
Yeah, I know. Now, Mom, that's just hurtful.
Well, you kids better get a move on if you're late for school. No TV tonight.
Well, you guys know best.
And so, Word Girl used her strength to her advantage and destroyed the tribute to Mr. Big. Be sure to watch the next thrilling adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Emily, you correctly defined the word shatter. You're ready to play the bonus round?
You bet.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for shatter. Give it a shot, Emily.
I'm gonna go with number one. Mr. Big's golf club has clearly shattered a hole in the window.
That's correct. You're our bonus round winner. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl tub of chocolate pudding. Save some pudding for me. That's our show. See you next time on
May I Have a Word.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!